from
Good morning, football fans. You are tuned into another episode of the Santa Boot First Podcast, coming to you live from the Yellow Jacket Media Studios. That's right. We are now part of Yellow Jacket Media. Big group of folks over here now. 215 Lodge back with us. Crack Bell was here. Money Pot. Culturally Biased. What else we got? The Madness Podcast. A whole bunch of them. I can't name them all, but we got a ton of them over here now. Back with some of the old gang. Good to be here. And with that, we also have back with the old gang, Mr. Engineer from last weekend, Taylor, TK, producer of the Stars. TK, what up?
I definitely didn't like the persona of Mr. Engineer.
No, you didn't like that?
Yeah. My first name's good enough for me.
There we go. The voice from the heavens.
We should have had you in a mask.
Yeah.
Kind of like in the 90s when Hulk Hogan wrestled as the Patriot, right?
Do the reveal?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do the reveal.
As always, powered by Pops, sponsored by MGM Agency, InsurePhilly.com, Matt Maloney. Check him out. Up to 10 quotes in 10 minutes. We got you covered. And now the voice that you heard a second ago, that was Brian Flannery. AB, I don't know if you want to continue to go by AB with the name, that the connotation that AB brings with it.
I'm actually enjoying it more, so okay. We'll keep rolling with it.
We'll keep with it then. All right, and we also have back with us after his winning his battle with Poison Ivy.
To the death.
To the death.
Yes.
Deke Martin. Deke, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
And then we also have DJ. What up, DJ?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right.
So was your duty as a son to put calamine all over?
No, Deke? I mean, I would just like to say, I mean, I speak for my little brother here, Andrew, and my mom, that we survived the Deke Martin Poison Ivy crisis 2019.
It was horrible.
And we're sure it wasn't shingles, right?
No, it was not shingles. And somehow DJ touched the same stuff I was handling. My dad passed that on to him and said, screw you, son.
Ugh.
Grandson's getting it. Although I would like to say one thing about Poison Ivy. The government should give up waterboarding as a torture. And what they should do is strap somebody down, take a wire brush, and gently rake their body with the wire brush, and then rub
poison ivy
all over. Ugh. Guaranteed, like your victim will be talking within 24 hours.
I'm sure.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Waterboarding is child's play compared to poison ivy.
That's so 20th century.
Yeah. Just want to. You sure you're not a little soft? You might be a little soft.
Yeah. Okay.
So, see, we went the Roxboro remedy. We would kind of rip it open and put bleach on it.
Uh-huh.
And that would kill it.
Right. I'm sure you could have poured a little pops on it. That
could have helped.
Knocked it out. Or just poured a little pops down your throat. It would have helped too.
Yeah. It was brutal. I hate it. I missed 2 days of work for it.
Well, even if you're at work, you're not really working, so.
Doesn't need to be.
What are you missing?
You're going out to the airways?
I'm sorry.
All right, so we're back. Season has started. We'll talk a little Eagles, Redskins. Then we'll get into Eagles, Falcons. One thing I did want to touch on, though, is the whole Mike Scott thing, just to start off. And I think mainly because...
A legend now.
Yeah, right.
Official legend.
And the we started this show, the name of our podcast, Santa Boot First, is kind of a poke at all the bad vibes about Philly and all the shit we hear on the airwaves about how we're bad fans and we throw snowballs at Santa and Jimmy Johnson and batteries at J.D. Drew. And
every fan base is terrible.
They are. Pretty much. But for some reason, it all comes back to Philly. And Philly is always horrible. But you look on social media. Now with social media, you start to see more. There was like a fight at the Panthers game, mm-hmm. and you love it. There's always that wise ass that chimes in and says, oh man, these Philly fans travel. Always got to poke at us and say it's the Philly fans. But also, being season ticket holders and being down there for tailgates for the last 20 years, there's always knuckleheads that do stupid shit to give us a bad name. I'm all for you coming to our house wearing another team's jersey. You're going to hear it. You're going to take some rib shots. You're going to get some tickles. You're going to get the asshole chant. It's all part of the game. It's all part of the good fun. a tailgate in football is like a its own little microcosm of probably some older things that don't need to be done. You know, maybe we need to come out of the Stone Ages with some of the things that happened there. But there's never a reason at a football game to get in a fight over a jersey you're wearing.
No.
That's how this allegedly, they were starting to say it started, right? But then you hear that there were comments made, there were racial slurs thrown at Mike Scott. And so then at that point, I got no problem with him.
Was the Sean Taylor thing real?
That wasn't true.
No.
So there was the coffin there. Yeah. There was a Redskins t-shirt on there.
Yeah.
They've done it in the past with Cowboys. And, you know, that's all good to me, too. I'm fine with that.
Kyle Newbeck did some deep digging and made sure that wasn't a
that
real
wasn't
thing.
Case, yeah.
He did a nice job covering it and being fair with it.
Yeah.
You know, because there were a couple things thrown around. I mean, you guys heard the interview, I'm sure, of the tailgater. Even what he was saying, the audio before, you're right. It's all about good-natured fun. Him screaming what he was screaming, that wasn't good-natured fun.
No.
If you would have given me a mic, you know, I've been the guy that, you know, if I see a girl with a, she's got the Eagles jersey on and the guy's got the Giants jersey on, I might yell, dump him, that sort of thing. But I'm saying it with a smile.
Exactly.
There's no malice. I don't want to cause a fight or a brawl.
Yeah.
It's just crazy that went on. But we talked about Mike Scott last week going down there.
Yeah.
Because we knew it was his plan.
Mm-hmm.
And are any of you guys surprised that happened?
I was a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you see on Twitter, Mike Scott interacts with the fans every day. And it's all good stuff. But to think that Philly's fans would actually go after him, I wasn't expecting that.
They didn't even know who he was, right?
Yeah, part of the problem. They had no idea who he was.
I don't buy that.
How do you not recognize him?
I agree.
He's what, 6'9"?
If you don't follow basketball,
he's 6'9". But he's so distinct with those tattoos and everything. Like,
forget even the tattoos. I've seen football players out that I didn't know who they were, not necessarily Eagles. But you see a pro athlete, and there's part of you that goes, all right, that guy must be somebody.
Yeah.
If he's 6'8", and he's 240, and he's jacked.
Exactly.
And he's rocking a chain and, you know, a nice watch.
Yeah.
He's somebody. I'm not saying you shouldn't give him a hard time, but that's just unbelievable.
The guys that tried to go after are lucky he didn't knock them out or cause more damage.
Because
he could have easily destroyed them.
And you hear somebody yelling, Mike, you can't win this one, Mike. And I think that was his guys because he's right. You can't win it because you knock a guy out, some Clyde
fan
out.
There's a lot of guys coming after him.
Well, I don't even mean getting his ass beat. I think he knocks a fan out. The headline is Mike Scott knocks out a fan.
Yes.
He gets knocked out by a fan.
And he's getting
the headline
sued.
Is Mike Scott gets knocked out by a fan. So he can't win from reputation,
right.
Sixers PR perspective. He can't win. And it's easy for us to sit here and say step away, not knowing. Hearing what was said,
exactly.
I can see where he's going to get heated. But I think they say they didn't know him. Maybe a little hard to believe. But if you're the type of fan that you're focused on your one sport, you're not going to go know him. Like, he wasn't a starter on the Sixers. He was popular. He liked to interact with fans. So I don't know that the casual fan.
I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. If there's 30 guys there, maybe a couple of the guys didn't know who he was initially. But once he's walking over there, the word gets out.
Whispers.
Once the crowd starts forming.
Right. I might not be able to recognize a flyer offhand if I'm at a tailgate, but certainly somebody says, you know, that's whoever. I'd go, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I know who it is.
And I don't know if the guy said it in his interview on the radio or if it was Newbeck picked it up, but he said that once somebody realized, like, our hearts sank. Once we realized who it was.
Sorry. It has to be somebody of stature for you to care to say something like that.
And that was
that.
My part.
Exactly.
Like, when he called
sorry,
in,
got caught.
In that interview, he tried to sound remorseful. He wasn't. Oh, we're not going to come to games for the rest of the year. Okay. But it never seemed like he acknowledged what he did and was really sorry for it. But it's, you're going to get knucklehead fans everywhere. And it's, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I just don't want this to reflect on all of Philly. And the thing that was funny, so I'm in work, and some guy comes over and starts talking about it. And these guys aren't even from Philly. They're Philly fans. They're all from Delaware.
Well,
like, it's all the...
No,
they're Philly
they're
fans.
Philly
I
fans.
Get it.
It's the extended Delaware Valley. Don't...
And they are seasoned. They tailgate all the time. Normally, what you hear...
You might be listening to this. What are you doing?
That's fine by me. If you don't like it, turn us off. But there's always, when these things happen, it seems to be the people that go for that one game a year. Like, they get really charged up for that one game a year, and then they're done.
Well,
they feel like they got to get 16 games of tailgating into one game.
Well, these guys have been doing this
for a
while.
And they've been doing it for a while.
And that lot, like, we usually tailgate in Wachovia a lot. And Wachovia a lot's fun, but it's not is that that lot that they're in is like Lord of the Flies over there.
Yeah.
It's a zoo.
And I'm surprised that it sounds like these guys do this on the regular.
Yes.
And the fact that they haven't, something hasn't happened already is what surprises me a little bit too.
They might have been in fights before and we just didn't know because it wasn't a celebrity.
Wasn't a celebrity.
Well, right. At some point, they deserve most of the culpability for it. But at some point, the city's charging me $40 to go go park, you know, to do all that. Where's security? Like, I'm not saying they got to watch everything, but, you know, if you park in Citizens Bank lot, you can't even put a grill out. They come and turn, you know, close it off.
They let us do it last week.
Yeah, I heard. But by that lot, they let you do whatever you want. These guys are running amok, screaming at people, doing whatever they're doing. I mean,
isn't each lot, like, independently owned?
It got to be.
There are city parking lots, though.
There are city parking lots, but somebody owns it, and somehow the Eagles are getting a cut of every one of that parking revenue. So there's a little bit of fault there. But some of it's Mike Scott, too, right? At some point, you're a pro athlete. I get it. I think they invoked this and they started this, but he's got all these idiots coming at him. He could have blown a knee, blown an ankle. Yeah. His career could have been changed dramatically over this.
He's got to walk away after a certain point.
Yeah.
And, you know, take the hit on the pride and just walk away and don't get yourself in trouble. Stay out of a lawsuit because, like you were saying, if you knock a fan out, cause bodily damage, you're getting sued.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it won't matter who started what.
Yeah. Well, now you've got everybody kind of reacting, and now we're going to clean it up. Like E-Rock, our former colleague, no more beer bong baptisms, which is something they did.
Yeah,
and they run their own circus down there too. I've been by there, and I'm not criticizing those guys, but everybody does their own thing, and now everybody's going, "Oh no, we're not going to do that anymore." Like, you know, you get people calling for them to open the lots at 10 o'clock. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but
I'm just saying, stop being a knucklehead.
Stop being idiots. Like,
there's a way to go down there. Look again. It's its own little world. It's a world where it's okay to crack a beer at 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, you got the younger kids there, but the language might be a little looser with the younger kids there with the cursing. There's things. I've been the Wing Bowls.
Yep.
Like, these things are self-contained shit shows.
Yeah.
Right? But at a certain point, you need to just kind of respect each other.
Think of the combination. You got drunk people. You got people wearing different team shirts. I'm guessing they were in the 25 to 30 year range.
No, they were older. Anybody been older than you, Deke?
Yeah. These guys are your age, Deke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's completely uncalled for.
Yes.
Not to trash younger people when they get drunk, but they haven't learned their lessons yet. You know, they haven't been through that enough to figure out it's not worth it. Somebody who's my age, you got to know it's not worth it. What are you doing?
I was just going to say that.
At 50 something, you can't handle liquor by now.
You're not 60.
And being and not being an idiot. I mean, it's just, it's disgraceful and it's uncalled for.
I agree. I was thinking the same thing as far as the age goes. If they were DJ's age in their 20s, all right, learning lesson.
Right.
Yeah. They're older than us. Some of those guys had adult sons that were there. And like, I can't imagine my father acting like that in front of me. And I can't imagine you doing that in front of DJ. I
mean, absolutely
we let a couple things fly in here, but there's no way. And I wouldn't do that in front of my son. Yeah. I know Jimmy wouldn't. It's just...
Yeah, it's you know, you got to be a parent at some time.
Absolutely.
You would think, like, us as Philly fans would... We hear so much crap we get all the time, but we just keep feeding back into it.
Well,
there's a limit to it.
Well, we have a podcast named Santa Boot.
I know. That's the thing. Like,
I'm wearing a t-shirt.
I know,
part of it is we revel in
some
of it.
We love
it. We don't want to lose that advantage, that home field advantage. Right. We still want to be known as a hardcore fan
absolutely.
With a chip on our shoulder.
Yes.
But, I mean, I've had guys say to me, that's why I don't take my kids to a game.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy, I've been going to these games again for 30 years with my parents.
Yeah.
I've seen... A handful of fights, but like I have no problem taking him down to the games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to hear some things that they're not going to hear at home. But I wouldn't. I don't want people to fear taking their kids to fear the cost of taking your kids down, down to a
absolutely.
Game. But the environment, it's a game.
It's a sporting
football.
Event. You should be able to bring your kids to a sport like that.
Right.
You know.
It's supposed to be
you don't
fun.
Want to bring them to a Wu-Tang concert or a Metallica concert. I get it. But you should be able to bring them to a football game.
It's supposed to be fun. I mean, I've been going since, I was...
Single digits.
Yeah. Still in grade school. Yeah. I mean, Andrew's been going. So, I mean, and I've seen some stuff. I've seen fights up there. But, like, I don't see why you can't bring your kid to a game. It should still be fun.
Yeah. So all this to say that anybody outside of the Philly area that's listening to the podcast and bad Philly fans, don't take us
Every fan base has those knuckleheads. Yeah. Every fan base.
But we seem to bring it to a new level.
Yeah.
Whether it's
I don't understand
Pokemon,
it. I don't get
it. The kid that gets tasered, all of this stuff. It just gets...
Punching like horses.
Punching horses.
Yeah. Eating dogs. Eating the horse shit.
We can't get out of our own way. We, you know, there seems to be a we'll get a nice little pause where everything's great and
the egg sticks out.
It does.
I have a quick question. Has anyone ever died as a result from like a fight or a tailgate?
There was a kid after the Phillies game a couple years
last
ago.
Year.
It wasn't last year, was it?
No, it's within the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, because
over at the
lakes. You've heard stories from the
Dodger games,
Dodgers and Giants games. Rivalries.
Yes. Yeah, the gang activity.
Imagine if that happened
games.
Here. Like that'd be national news.
Dodgers a game are no joke.
Yeah. Yeah, like if that happened here, I can't imagine.
Yeah. All right, let's get into football now. We'll wrap up, and I know that topic has been beat since last week. I probably shouldn't say beat. poor choice of words. But
yeah, it is.
Has been talked about all week long, but I just felt like I wanted to say something about it. And don't let it reflect on all Philly fans. All right, so Redskins, Eagles, I want first impressions from all of you. That first half. Go ahead, say it.
I don't want to sound cocky, but I was not nervous.
Also same.
What's that? I'm sorry.
First impression. First half.
Not impressed at all. And if they had been playing a better opponent, they would have lost that game, hands down. There's only a handful of teams they could have won that game against. Just happens to be Washington was one of them.
Yeah, I agree a little bit, both of them. I mean, the thing is, I figured they'd have a little bit of rust. I didn't think it would be that much. Yeah. But they came out second half firing.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of what I said. I didn't think they'd have a problem scoring points, and they didn't.
Yeah, I just kept thinking preseason.
Lousy backdoor cover, though. But
yeah.
Oh, that was going to be obvious for me. Yeah.
You knew it was going to be a garbage touchdown. Garbage time.
Killer.
Everything, yeah.
Legit coverage concerns, though.
Yeah. Yes, there are, which will get us into the Falcons game. But yeah, I that first half, all I kept thinking is preseason. They needed to play preseason.
Yeah, they have to.
When I was at the game, I think when the 17-0 happened, I thought I saw you jump down from your seat.
Did you see me?
Yeah, I thought that was you.
Preseason number five, let's go.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but then they come out and turned it on the second half. And Deke, if you listed in last week, we were talking about Sproles, Flann, and I still don't know why we're trying to make Sproles happen. And he came out as the starter, ended up having a decent game, but I don't want him as my starting running back. I don't want to see him that much.
I don't care if he's a starter. I don't want him to be the featured back.
Yep.
You know, I'd rather see one of the other two. Right. I'd rather see one of the other two be the featured half. And I think you got to get Jordan Howard started early.
You trade
let him
for
get
him.
Into that mix.
I mean,
exactly.
You trade it for him.
Exactly. You know, you guys know I'm all about the old guy with Darren Sproles and this and that, but he's not the featured back on this team and shouldn't be.
No. Especially when they were splitting him out in the slot and stuff like that. I was like, I don't know about this. Yeah. What is going on?
Yeah. And
you try to create
throw him
the
out
mismatch,
there as a decoy.
Yeah, with the linebacker.
You know, he's got to take somebody with him out there.
See, I feel like in that first half, they were almost like Doug was almost telegraphing the offense. Like he knew what was going to happen when certain players were out there. And it seemed like Washington, whether Wendell told them or not, or it was Trayvon Esther, it seemed like they were on us a little bit. And Doug was just, and maybe it was just, let's knock the rust off here.
It was a slow start.
It could have been a quicker start if Deshaun, now the last person that gets caught, the penalty always gets against them, but he took that 15-yard personal. Right.
And that's what you're going to get
conduct
with him.
That's what you get with him.
He's going against one of his old teams.
Yeah.
But you got to be smarter there and not get caught.
Yeah, he's 32 years old.
I think he made up for it, though.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
I'm not going to
fight with him with that.
So the second half, they came out and they looked great. The second half, like you said, Flann, they didn't have any issue scoring points. Deshaun ends up with .140, two touchdowns.
I think it was like 158 or something like that.
Alshon gets a couple.
Yeah.
Sanders almost had one, got a call
it
back.
Been
I felt bad for the kid. I wanted to see him get in there. But the secondary was a concern because Case Keenum They didn't make him look like Peyton Manning or anything, but he got some yardage. He had some nice passes. So I think we need to tighten that up.
He had time, too.
He did. Yeah.
Pass rush wasn't, wasn't great. He had a lot of time back there.
Yeah, that was a concern.
How much was it, the secondary or the pass rush, you know? Because he had a lot of time.
And with the weaker backfield, you have to get pressure on the quarterback. You can't expect these guys to cover somebody for 3+ seconds. It's just not going to happen.
I remember watching a game, and we were talking up in the stands. I don't know about you, Jim, but we didn't notice any blitzing in that first half. Mm-mm. I think he might have blitzed maybe once or twice, and you can't do that. If you're not getting pressure, you got to realize, you know, all right, let's try to blitz, see what we can do, but...
I think Barnett led the team with the most pressure. Like he had three hurry ups, maybe, but it wasn't there. I don't remember when Malik got hurt because it wasn't. I saw him limp off the field,
and then I was like, all right, it doesn't look too bad. He's walking, like limping off, but you know, under his own power. And then what was it? Tuesday it came out that he's significant injury.
Yeah. Frank.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ended Chad Lewis's career. Liz Frank.
All right. So not much else to say. It was the Redskins, right? It's a division game. It's a good win. Good win. Start off a little slow. Turned on the Jets for the second half. Came out. Got the win.
They did, but they can't do that tomorrow.
No.
And they can't give Matt Ryan that much time either.
No.
The game plan for them is going to be him throwing the ball 45 times.
Any quarterback in the NFL, I'll venture and say all starters in the NFL, you give them time, they're going to pick you apart.
True.
And most backups will do the same thing. You have to get pressure.
I think part of the success last week for Keenum was he was getting the ball out quick, too.
Yes. That's the formula to beat the pressure is to get rid of the ball quickly. Yeah. You know, you try and hit your first option. Otherwise, you go to the flat for the dump and get the ball out of there.
What concerned me a little bit was how many times we got beat deep downfield with Rasul. I don't know why Rasul's still playing on the outside corner. He doesn't seem fast enough. I mean, he's a great tackler. He can tackle in the open field, but he can't keep up with these guys.
No, he's not fast. He needs to be a safety. He needs to be converted to a safety. He doesn't have the speed to keep up with.
I don't understand why you don't try to do that. Just give it a shot.
Well, even then, on the one long touchdown where he got beat, there was no safety help.
Yeah,
no.
that's true.
That too. It was like, what's going on?
He got beat again. The Keenum just overthrew him. He got beat again.
Yeah.
I mean, they use Jenkins as that. You know, type like the hybrid linebacker
type. Pull him up on the line.
The nickel slot corner sometimes. I don't know why you just stick with that and then just move Rasul to safety, give that a shot, you know?
Maybe they just didn't fear the Redskins receivers. Yeah, so they figured, let's get Malcolm up on the line and try to stop that running game. That seemed to be the only thing they had. Darius Geis gets hurt.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like they hit a couple big plays, which made all their numbers look better.
Yeah.
Why is AP not playing?
He is this week.
I know he is this week, but why do you not play him week? I don't get that.
I don't know.
Redskins are a weird team.
Something else must have gone on there, because that explanation didn't make sense.
They said it was because he took up a roster spot or something that they needed for special teams.
Okay. Well, I mean, Gruden also said, he said, if we're running an I formation, I'll put him in there. Something must have happened there.
He wasn't even suited up.
No, but something must have happened. Disciplinary reason or something where they didn't want to embarrass him.
I don't know.
Didn't want to put it out there. Something funky.
Or maybe he mouthed off a little bit and thinks I should be the starter. And
maybe hit Gruden with the switch. Sorry.
Got to take it back to there.
Or maybe he's trying to force his way out. Who knows?
Well, not now. He should be happy now. He's the starter now. Yeah. He can rack up some yardage.
Darius is done, right?
Yeah.
At least for 8 weeks.
He just got a new contract with them, too, didn't he?
AP, did they extend him?
Yeah, I thought he signed for like another year or two.
I don't know.
A lot of players getting hurt on Sunday between us losing Malik.
Yeah.
And then Geis goes down, and then
Tyreek Hill,
Nick Foles. Yeah. What a shame.
That really sucked. That sucked.
I hated seeing that.
We heard about it from the lady behind us during the game. We were like, that's brutal. Like the first, it was after the touchdown pass, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was on the touchdown pass.
Yeah, that sucks.
And I think it was his separate, it was his other side, because he's broken his clavicle before, and this was the other side. He thinks he'll be back this season, he said.
I don't know.
He's IR'd for what, 10 weeks?
Yeah. He can't come back till at least week 10.
Yeah.
But Tyreek, he had some other guys banged up, but I think like Joe Mixon with Mahomes with an ankle.
But he came back.
But they came back.
Hunter Henry, he went down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's my fantasy tight end, so now I'm screwed.
That guy hasn't played a full season yet, has he?
He was done. He got hurt last year.
He missed all last season. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Getting back to the Falcons game, though, what you mentioned, the secondary is going to be – our secondary is going to be an issue against with this team. They got great receiving core with Julio, Sanu, Calvin Ridley.
Yep.
Julio always plays well against us. He doesn't score against us, but he racks up the catches. He racks up the yards.
He misses the big catches.
He does, which is fine by me. Yeah. He's missed a couple against us, hasn't he?
Yes.
But he's always getting over 100 yards. I think like the last three games anyway, a couple of them he might have had over 100, 125, 130. Doesn't score. But playing in Atlanta, I feel like we always stumble a bit in Atlanta.
It's going to be a different story down there. And the guy that covers him well, Jalen Mills, ain't playing. I think he's had the most success against him.
Who has Mills ever covered well?
Somehow,
it's certainly not Julio Jones.
Well,
the whole league doesn't play Julio Jones well.
It keeps the damage limited.
Yeah,
but keeps his damage limited.
No.
I don't think Jalen Mills has ever covered anybody well.
I see a different. I think the Eagles win, not to jump the gun or anything, but it's not going to be the same. If they come out flat again, they're not going to win. They have to come out early and score. You know, you got a weak defense down there. They have to do damage early and put Matt Ryan on his heels passing the ball. Then you definitely take over the game that way.
The weirdest places the Eagles have always played for me has been Detroit. They always play bad there. Atlanta and Seattle. I mean, it's just a tough place. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like a tough place for them to play. I don't think it's a tough environment. I mean, Atlanta's, you know, it's a big stadium, a good crowd, but it's not nothing they can't handle.
It's not going to be a good crowd. They're weak down there.
I know Georgia's the big thing down
right.
there.
Right, yes. Well, Georgia Tech is in Atlanta. I'm not sure how far Georgia is away from
it. Apparently, the fans of Philly are making a trip down there.
Yeah,
so
the Green Legion's down there.
Maybe that gives them a little boost, you know.
Yeah,
I saw.
It's easy to, as an out-of-towner down there to get tickets because they don't
just,
sell out.
They just play so weird in Atlanta, I feel like. I think, when was the last time we were there, that Monday night game? With Chip Kelly?
Down there, yeah.
Yeah, and that game was brutal. That was
they
awful.
Whooped on us.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just I feel like they always play weird down there.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. I feel like we always stumble down there. Yeah. We're not a really good dome team.
Yeah.
I think our record in a dome is, like, what did I say, like 7-15 or something like that in recent years. We are not a good dome team.
Well, we were the one Sunday.
The one Sunday that mattered.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
right, we were. And the Falcons are coming off a bad loss.
Yep.
Now, we agreed that we think the Vikings are a team in the North that people have to keep an eye on. And they came out, and I remember looking up at the score in the stadium and seeing it was like 21-0, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
A lot of turnovers. They scored on every turnover. Yep. So I'm sure the Falcons this week, coaches were drawing that in their heads. Got to limit the turnovers. And that made them not really be able to even try to get their running game going in Atlanta.
Atlanta's going to be a desperate team this week. You don't want to come out 0-2 because it's difficult to make hay if you're 0-2.
Sure.
After getting that defeat last week, home opener, and all those things coupled with the fact that they got this chip on the shoulder from the Eagles because of how we've beaten them the last few times that we played them. You know, they bring it down, last second drive at the end of the game. They get it inside the red zone, and they just can't punch it in for the winning or go-ahead score at the time. So I think all those things combined are, you know, just more reasons why the Eagles need to come out early and score and shut them down, get those three and outs. Don't give them chances to get into a rhythm. Keep that offense, Julio, whatever, off the field and just control the game.
So Devonta Freeman, their big running back, he couldn't get going. Matt Ryan had to throw the ball a lot. I think he's going to have to throw the ball a lot in our game as well. Trying to think if we should get into the key matchups now and do the confidence scoring or maybe. Let's take a quick break for our sponsor, and we'll get back and we'll go through my confidence scoring and get our official predictions for the game.
InsurePhilly.com.
We comparison shop all the time. Can I get this cheaper on Amazon? What will the store brand save me? Should I get a second estimate on this remodel? So why not do that for your insurance needs? Better yet, why not have someone comparison shop for you? At InsurePhilly.com, you can get up to 10 quotes in about 10 minutes with top insurance carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Nationwide, Selective, Liberty Mutual, Encompass, Kemper, and Berkshire Hathaway. Owner agent Matt Maloney provides top national carriers with top local service. Just go to InsurePhilly.com to get your quote online or call Matt at 215-300-9590. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, business, and Medicare insurance plans, make sure to go to InsurePhilly.com today or call 215-300-9590. Matt Maloney gives you the national carriers you recognize from a local company you can trust. InsurePhilly.com.
Yeah, that's us.
Are back. Thanks to our sponsor, Matt Maloney, MGM Agency. We got you covered. Give Matt a call. Get online, InsurePhilly.com. If you need any, for all your insurance needs, check out Matt. Up to 10 quotes in under 10 minutes.
Dude, get off Tinder.
Jeez.
All right, so last week we did my confidence scoring. I'm going to do that again. We're going to do this every game. Oh, before we get into that, the Maloney MVP, I forgot.
Yeah, so I saw that
put,
on Twitter.
We put
like
a poll
that.
Out on Twitter. Yeah. But we'll get the final decision here. If you have another horse in the race, bring it up. But it comes down to me for last week's game, Carson and D-Jack.
Yes.
Who you got?
I got D-Jack.
We got to pick one. D-Jack.
Triumphant return against his former team. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah, I got D-Jack too.
D-Jack.
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 Too easy.
D-Jack. Keller.
Yeah, come on.
D-Jack. All right. DeSean Jackson. The very first Maloney MVP of the game. MGM Agency. Check them out. All right. Back to the Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to go through the positions. Give me birds. I don't know. What was your buddy that told us before when it's the Falcons and Eagles, we can't say birds?
Dirty birds.
Aren't they the dirty birds?
Yeah. Right. The dirty birds and the right. Philly birds.
Well, did you see they put a statue in front of Mercedes-Benz Stadium that looks exactly like the old
Eagles
symbol?
That's what I heard.
Yep. With the claw holding the football. Yep. Yeah. I was like, why would you do that?
Yeah. And bet your ass that all these Eagle fans down there are going to be taking pictures in front of
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I'm sure someone will urinate on it or do something to bring further.
Didn't we start out on a good note?
I'm not encouraging this. It's just bound to happen. Just
acknowledging it, right?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Few too many in Buckhead tonight.
Mm-hmm. We have to leave our mark, you know?
Put some stickers on that.
Yeah. There you go. Now you're talking.
Nashville.
We have some friends down there. We have some friends down there. Evidently, Egghead had to be restrained on the airplane down on the way down there. There's video of it on Facebook.
I saw the singing. I didn't see the restraining.
Yeah, lovely.
Well, with a nickname like Egghead.
That's a shame.
Kind of goes with the territory, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
And I have no idea who this guy is.
It doesn't fit him, but... That's some of us get nicknames that we're stuck with.
Well, it's the shape of his head. I mean, I've got a large head too, but it's not. It's not due to being smart. He's not being called Egghead because he's smart.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry, Eggs.
Yeah, I need a cool nickname. We said this in our text thread that you guys, you know, DJ, D, A, B,
Flan. I got a couple. Flan. That's right.
I'm just Jim.
You're just Jim.
It's Jim. That's fine.
Plain Jane Jim.
I never met a Jim I didn't like. To be honest, you know, it's a good name. It's a good name. All right, back to football. Quarterback.
Pennsylvania Whitesnake.
Wow. We're off the rails. About that one. I mean, that makes a long tattoo. I don't know.
There you go.
A little wordy.
A little much?
Bit much. All right, quarterback. We're going to go this way. That's counterclockwise for those of you listening on the radio. Who you got? Matty Ryan or Carson Wentz?
Carson.
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 That's mobility factor, Carson.
Carson. Yes. I'm going Carson.
Next.
Right. So that's Eagles all the way. What if? No, I'm just going to say what if.
No. What no. If, what, no. Stop right there.
Nate Sudfeld has to play.
He can't. He's still out.
All right. Running backs. I'll start. I think just because of our running back stable, I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Yeah, I would agree. They got different change ups.
We're going in order here, Deke.
I'm sorry.
I actually think it advantage Atlanta. Freeman's a dangerous weapon. I think we've got he does everything the Eagles running backs do combined, but he's one guy.
That's if I had to go with one, like Devontae against any one of ours, I agree with you. But I think after Devontae, Ito Smith didn't do shit last week.
True.
They don't have Tevin Coleman anymore. But I can see if you're just looking at the starting lineup, I can see where you'd go Atlanta.
Yep.
We're going behind the glass.
Yeah, obviously Devontae's the biggest threat in the entire game, so I feel like that, makes up for the whole, ranking of it pretty much.
All right, that's two Atlanta so far.
I'm going Eagles also. I like the versatility that they bring.
Yeah, I have to agree with AB and Taylor. I think Devontae Freeman's kind of a game changer here. Right. He can do everything that the Eagles running backs can do.
Edge goes to Atlanta. Wide receivers.
This is tough. Can it be like a tie or a push? I mean, I don't know. I think
if you feel strongly about it, we'll give you a tie.
No, I'm gonna give the edge to the Eagles because I think Deshaun just changes the offense so much for the Eagles. I think it just adds more to the playbook. So I think the Eagles get it there.
All right. Stop swiping right. Come on, we're in the middle of the show here.
I'm going to, based on the fact that Julio doesn't score a lot of touches, he gets numbers. He gets the catches, he gets yards,
like three touchdowns,
but he doesn't put the ball in the end zone against us. So based off of that, I want to go with the Eagles, especially with D-Jack and what he brings.
Yeah, I'm going to say Julio is obviously the biggest threat on the field on either side of the team, so I might have to do Atlanta just because of that.
Where are you going, Flynn?
I think I go slight edge Atlanta. Same factor. Julio Jones is so fast, so large. If he can be an impact. And, Sanu is not exactly chop shit.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Good receiver. Very good receiver.
I'm agreeing with you guys. I think you got to go Atlanta, right? I think Julio is probably the best player all around on the field tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If you go down to the next level, Sanu and Nelson are pretty much the same guy to me.
I'd say Sanu and Deshaun. Well, no, actually Deshaun and Ridley, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so then if you look at Deshaun and Ridley, Ridley had a good year last year, second-year player, which is his third year now. But D-Jax, it's kind of a toss-up to me. It depends on the day. If Matt Ryan is looking at Ridley, Ridley's going to have a day, right? So I think slight edge to Atlanta. So we're going ATL on the receivers. We'll go tight ends. I'm giving our tight ends the edge, and I think that's an easy one.
Yeah.
Hooper's a decent tight end, but no match with us.
No match. Mm-mm. Hooper. Every time I hear Hooper, I think of Jaws.
Mr. Hooper.
Hooper.
Chief Brody. Deke.
Yes, I'll also go Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles are easily the better tight ends.
All right. Last point in the offensive line. We're going round robin here. Snake draft.
I think the Eagles have the best O-line in the league.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think Eagles.
Eagles.
Agreed.
Getting a lot of head nods. Eagles.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Atlanta lost one of their linemen last week. They have line. Two of them were coming off injuries from last year. They got a rookie at one side. So, yeah, I think we're going Philly there. On the defense. Defensive line. I like us more. I really want to see how Timmy's going to be able to play now that Malik Jackson's hurt. I know they picked up a guy from Miami this week.
Yeah.
Don't expect to see much from him. He'll be in the rotation, I'm assuming, but I don't expect him to make a name. But I think I'm still going to go with us on the defensive line.
Slight edge. I think Malik Jackson, that's just a big loss. They're going to have to do some juggling on that line, too. You're going to have to either move Brandon Graham onto the line, maybe move Fletcher Cox around a little bit. It's just, I don't know. It kind of throws off their whole plan for the year.
Yeah, that's a big loss.
Yeah, that is a big loss. And they, I just think right now, until they get their act together a little bit more, he's going to have to bring pressure. The line's just not getting it done yet. So, ATL.
ATL? You like that McKinley kid? You like that McKinley kid down there? Mm.
I think the Eagles still have the better defensive line. Eagles? You have a top three interior lineman in the league.
Yeah, true. I don't argue that. I don't argue that. But they don't get to the quarterback often enough. They don't bring enough pressure. Harry's none of that. Until they have to, you know, and he starts bringing some other help.
All right, so we got slight edge Eagles. Linebackers.
They're both.
If you're going to talk about a tie, exactly. this is where I might be okay with going with a tie.
Yeah.
Vic Beasley is probably their best player on defense. Yeah. With Trufant coming back off an injury, but I don't know that I'm impressed with their linebackers, nor am I that impressed with our linebackers.
Yeah.
Anybody want feel strongly one way or another, or you're going to give this one a push?
Give it a push.
All right.
All to draw.
Secondary. It might be similar advantage Atlanta. In the secondary.
Yeah, I think Atlanta.
You think advantage Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I would say Eagles, but we'll go Atlanta. You guys get the... Do we want to do kickers? We did kickers last week. I'm going to say kickers are out. I'm telling my kickers. Coaching. Last one.
Who's got the ring?
Who's got the better coaching? Is that's going to be your answer going forward? I'm fine with it.
I trust Doug.
Who coughed up the 25-point lead.
Exactly.
Doug makes adjustments.
Yep.
All right. So let me do my quick math here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 birds. 1, 2, 3 Atlanta and one push. So it looks like we got the Eagles winning. Everybody's good with that?
Yeah.
We'll give actual predictions. Yeah. Are there key matchups in the game? I think the one I want to watch, keep an eye on, is Trufant and D-Jax, right? They're familiar with Jackson with his time down there in the South playing with Tampa Bay. I don't know if it's going to get heated like he did with, you know, some of his former teammates last week, and hopefully he keeps his calm and doesn't get us another 15-yard penalty. And then it's going to be our secondary in Julio. I just don't know what we're going to be able to do to slow Julio down.
Well, if we can pressure Matt Ryan, make him dance, then Julio's going to have a long day. Mm-hmm. If Matt Ryan has time, it's going to be
Julio all day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think AB's hit it right on the nail. I mean, if you get Matt Ryan dancing back there, he's not what he usually is. So as long as you can rattle him a little bit and early, I think the Eagles will have an easier night for themselves.
Any key matchups on your side?
I'd like to see the defense get more pressure on him, get the ball out, not exactly where he wants to go with it, something like that. But the defensive line and the linebackers, they gotta bring something.
I want to see a little bit of more of Jordan Howard too. He averaged seven yards a carry last week. I mean, get him the ball.
Yeah, he looked good when he was
I want to see a little bit of more of the running game.
You know what I noticed about Jordan Howard? When he has the ball on first contact, he never goes backwards. The guy's always going forward on first contact, even secondary contact. The guy goes forward with the ball. You rarely see him get pushed back. And, you know, that's a bruising type of running style, and you got to bring that.
Yeah, less Sproles and more Howard and Sanders in the running game.
Dalvin Cook had 2 touchdowns last week and had a pretty good game against Atlanta, so you do have to run the ball.
Yeah. That's how they started off last week.
And use the bruiser.
And I mean, as you saw in that fourth quarter last week, the Redskins defense was gassed. Yeah, they were just done.
Right.
And I think maybe that's what the game plan was, and everyone might have been pissed off about it, but Doug knew, like, if we establish the running game, even if it's not working, you know, get that defense tired in the fourth quarter, that opens up the pass plays downfield to Deshaun, and, you know, maybe they do that again this week. Hopefully not with Sproles as much, but I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Are there any plays to get back to last week's game that stuck out in your head where you were like, shit, we're getting back to Doug of 3 years ago?
I will say the outside runs where they just do the sweep plays, that pisses me off because it just reminds me so much of Chip Kelly.
You don't love that jet sweep?
I hate you know, they're in the shotgun, and he just gives it to Sproles, and it's an outside. It pisses me off because it reminds me of Chip Kelly doing it with DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews. I'm like, this isn't, like, it doesn't work.
That was.
Like, that bothers me.
So that was the play that bothered me, but what bothered me even more about it is they called a timeout. Remember, it was the fourth and two, or whatever, and they called the timeout.
Yep.
And then Doug comes back with that play.
Yeah.
I said the exact same thing.
I was like, come on.
I said the exact same thing. What are you took doing? A timeout to come up with that?
Yeah. Yeah. That was first half.
Yeah.
That was preseason.
I think Doug took the preseason off, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just.
And it took Deshaun at halftime telling them all to get their heads out of their asses to get it together and come back out. All right. Hopefully it's not a slow start this week. Hopefully they can get off like that. They can establish the run like Minnesota. It was easier for Minnesota last week because they started off with a punt block and scored.
Yep.
And then Ryan threw an interception next, or was it a fumble? There was another turnover, and they scored on. So then Atlanta was already back on their heels and had to start throwing, and Minnesota could just pound the ball with Cook. I'd love to see that start for us. Minnesota's run game, I'd give them an edge over ours. But I think if we can establish a run game, keep Julio off the field, I want to see our defensive ends. I don't know which side. I think the rookie is a right tackle. So I guess he'd be going up against BG then on Atlanta right line. So maybe BG has a big game on that line.
Let's hope.
Keeping them in check.
Maybe a strip sack here or there.
I didn't look up the line for the week. But let's get
Last I heard it was
spider inviting.
Yeah, I saw
last
that.
I heard the Eagles were minus two.
Eagles minus two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right.
That screams Eagles line. Yeah. The over-under is 51, so that screams.
Wow. Well,
That screams offense for both.
I smash that over.
Yeah. I'd smash it over, but that also, they think somebody's not going to be able to score.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd say that's Atlanta.
No, I think it's a shootout.
All right, who wants to start off with their predictions then?
I don't care.
I'll go first.
Ladies
first.
I don't care. Yeah. Someone jump in. I mean,
I'll go first. I think we're going to be up late Sunday night, watching to the very end. Jake Elliott. No, I don't want to bring Jake Elliott into this.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles win. I'm looking at like a 28-27.
Mm.
I hope it doesn't come to the foot of Jake Elliott.
He's clutch. He's proven that he's clutch.
Not inside that 40.
Has he proven that he's clutch?
Yeah,
he's
proven hasn't he?
He can hit long field goals.
Right.
At clutch moments.
All right, maybe I'll give him two clutch. He misses easy
Super
ones.
Bowl. The Super Bowl.
And the 60.
The Texans. The 61-yarder.
The
61-yarder against the Giants. The Texans was like a 33-yard field goal.
All right, I'm showing my kicker bias. Move on.
I'm saying. He's clutch, and he's proven that.
I got Eagles.
I think Eagles also win. I'm looking at a 30-24 style game. Atlanta may have the ball last, though, coming down, because that's just the way it's played out the last few times they've gone against each other.
They're playing for the two-point conversion at the end of the game, and they miss it. How I get my 28-27. All right, boys. Who's up next?
I kind of see, we said that line's 40 or 51. I kind of see another backdoor cover. Eagles 38, Falcons 13. I think the Falcons are, there's something wrong with that team. You saw it last week against the Vikings. I know the Vikings are good, but there's something wrong with that team.
I'm ready to say that now. Okay. I have another team that I question about.
And I do think the Eagles are going to fire on all cylinders. I know we talked about it. There's a lot of weapons there. Maybe the matchups don't quite correlate one-on-one, but when you add the sum of all the parts, the Eagles are dominant.
All right.
Yeah. I don't see it that way. I think it's close. I think it's comes down to whoever has the ball last. And unfortunately, I think Atlanta pulls it out. Right. I think there's just too much animosity built up towards this Eagles team, the way they played against us the last two times. And they're at home. They don't want to go 0-2. And I don't know. I think we just play weird in Atlanta. I think it's, I'm going to say 38-33.
You are smashing that over, aren't you?
Dirty Birds.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Dirty Birds.
All right. How about you little guys in the back there? You got a prediction for the game? No, I don't know. Too close to call? All right. Now, you mentioned that the Falcons, you think there's something wrong there. How about teams? Oh, yeah, TK, you got a prediction? My bad.
Eagles cover the 2-point spread.
Cover the spread. Tower doesn't like to give
points. No, he doesn't give points.
Another team last week that everybody was loving, a darling this season, those Brownies.
Told you.
They did not look good.
Don't believe the hype.
Baker had three turnovers.
Baker looked like shit.
Yeah. Titans? Titans surprise?
They won nine games last year. Are you that surprised?
Yeah.
That game was in Cleveland, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Colts are definitely beating them tomorrow.
Colts are beating the Browns tomorrow? Yeah.
No.
Oh, the Titans won?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Colts had a good game last week.
They're still good.
Yeah.
They're still good.
I was shocked by that.
And the best game of the weekend, we were in here watching it, was that Saints-Texans game.
I think that was the Monday night game.
Best game of the weekend.
Yeah,
Another backdoor cover.
What about the Bears? A lot of hype with them.
Need some offense.
Yeah. I wasn't impressed.
I didn't buy them either. I bought into him a little bit.
I just think that defense is so good. But I don't think Mitch is all that.
He's an okay quarterback.
He's a
middle-of-the-road guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a game manager. I would agree with that. Game manager.
I just thought that defense was going to really show up. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they did, but I thought they helped the offense a little bit. But
They almost pitched a shutout. I mean,
yeah, but they didn't really have a field position or anything. Yeah. They just, I don't know. I just thought Chicago was going to be better than what they came out and showed.
It was week one.
And yeah. Who were they going against?
Too many.
This week?
That bum.
Your favorite? Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Underrated.
Yeah. Most overrated quarterback in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers.
Are you sure about that? You see Cam the last 2 weeks?
That's a good point.
He's the most overrated player in NFL history.
We had to sit through a lightning break.
And then horrible camera angles. That bad game. I mean, that was just... Cam did not look good. Jameis Winston... I was going to call him Justice. he's been...
He's
off
weird.
And on.
Yeah.
I don't know what his second half, he looked much better, but he's not. I can easily see him not finishing the season with them. And people thought Bruce Arians, the quarterback whisperer, he's going to get in there and turn
Jameis. I thought
he
was going to fix him too, yep.
But
he better fix his relationship with O.J. Howard and Mike Evans, because I'm getting nothing out of them from fantasy's perspectives. So he better figure that out.
Yeah. All right, we got like 2 minutes left. Do we want to say anything about the AB saga? We were in here last week as it was all unfolding. We said on the air, like, if he goes to the Patriots, this is going to be ridiculous.
And that's exactly right.
Sure enough, he ends up with the Patriots. Now,
the theory that he played everybody to get out of Oakland, I kind of believe that.
Okay.
I think he's off.
Yeah,
I think maybe there was a little bit of play at the end, but I think he's seriously... Yeah. There's something wrong with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's too much guaranteed money for that to actually be a theory that he walked away from. So yeah. I'm not buying any of that.
No? That's true. But then look what happened. He, you know, five minutes after he gets cut by Oakland, he's right there in New England, signing for $9 million guaranteed.
If you think you can get that deal twice, then God bless you. But
$30 million is a lot more than $9 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, true. How much was it? $30 million guaranteed from Oakland?
$30 million was his signing bonus.
Yeah.
He left $15 million on the table. As his Patriots deal is $14 million.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is incentives. Like they structured his incentive so if he needs to have one more catch than last year, one more yard than last year, one more touchdown from last year. They're three separate incentives that'll get him extra money.
And if he isn't on the team next year, they get a third round pick, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, but I'm with Flan. I honestly think he's got something.
Yeah.
He seems like he doesn't want to play football. Yeah. I feel like he doesn't want to play football.
He's definitely off kilter.
I don't know if it's that he doesn't want to play football. I think he's just such a diva and thinks he's all... And I think he thinks he's better than what the league is telling him. Like, I feel like he wants to make an example.
When he's on the field, he's one of the top receivers in the league.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so...
I don't know. Are you getting any stuff on Twitter?
What's that?
Are you getting stuff on Twitter with your name?
A little bit, yeah.
Getting people atting you?
A little bit. Not as much as the... Who's the other football player that has... That goes AB?
Yeah, the Buccaneers guy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, and we'll see what comes of all that. I mean, due process, right? We'll see where he goes. It doesn't sound like the NFL didn't make a move yet. So he can play this weekend.
Correct.
I think they needed to put him on the exempt list by Thursday night.
They plan on playing him.
Yeah, they're planning on playing him.
And these new allegations that came out against AB, the NFL's got to do something to clean up their image. They're just letting people back in that you have to question, should they be playing or not? You know, where's your head at that you're going to let people like Tyreek Hill?
This one's a little fishy.
And who's the running back from... Cleveland that was in
Kareem Hunt.
You got to do something about that image to clean it up because they're just letting people back in scot-free, you know, with no ramifications on your actions.
I think the Tyreek Hill situation is horrible. that. And there should have been something justice. Done. There should have been something done with him, but the Antonio Brown one right now is a little fishy.
Did you read the allegations? Like, very specific.
I did.
Yeah. You know, very specific.
If it's true, you know, no, this dude should be out of the league.
Like, he was referencing them in that text message.
Yep.
You can't have that. Absolutely not. But for this story to come out after all this stuff that's been coming out with him, I mean, that's a little...
Well, it comes out when it comes out. I mean, that's a hard accusation. And, when a woman has to come forward with that, I mean,
it's tough.
There's a degree of courage that comes with that. Yeah. So I don't think you're ever, there's never an opportune time for to come out.
And she's public.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw a video that surfaced on Twitter with, like, in his DMs, Antonio Brown had some guy or girl say, like, I know this girl's lying and I have proof. Something like that, and AMB was like, "Yeah, send it. You know, let's see."
Yeah, but that could be his friend. Yeah, I know. I mean, there's
it's weird. It's a weird situation.
Well, I do think they should probably shelve him until they figure it out.
That seems like it's the right thing to do. But the NFL, I think they've been burned a couple times with some of their moves and acting too quickly and having to, you know, take some steps back and cut back on their suspension. So maybe they're holding off until they can do a little further investigation.
Yeah.
If he's getting paid, right? You can put him on the exempt list. He can get paid till you finish your investigation. I don't think he'd have a problem with that.
And
it might affect his incentives because he can't be on the field to get those yards, those catches, those touchdowns.
Right. And after last week, does New England really need him?
That's another point. Like if you're Tom Brady, you're looking around going, I don't need him. I'll take him. Again, he's one of the top receivers in the league. If he's going to start to be a headache to me, I'll throw the ball to Edelman. I'll throw the ball to Gordon.
Yep.
I'm fine with it.
And I always tell players, you know, that I coach over the years, don't be a headache to a coach. A coach has enough things to worry about, you know.
Poison ivy.
Yeah. With all the things that go on in a game, practice, whatever, different personalities. Coaches have enough to worry about. They don't need it. You've got to bring a boatload of talent to the table for the coach to overlook that headache that you're also bringing with them. Sometimes it's addition by subtraction.
That's how you dealt with this guy then?
Pretty much. Yeah.
He brought it off the table, you could let him be a diva?
No, it was addition by subtraction.
All right. So we got a bird's win, except for DJ. Big win, according to Flan.
Big win.
We'll see. Hopefully, I would like to go to bed early. You know, like the game's over and you can wind down. I don't want to have to be up till 12:30 and watching the very last seconds, but we'll see where we are. Next week, we'll be in here giving another Maloney MVP and talking about that Lions game.
Mm.
All right, so thanks for joining us for another episode of the Santa Boot First podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Santa Boot First, and we'll see you next week.